I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And today we have Pamela Hunter.
Hello, everyone.
Pretty prolific author. I'm going to tell you about some things that she's written from Naperville, Illinois. Pamela, have you got a story to tell us?
I've got all kinds of stories to tell. Where would you like me to begin?
I love that. Well, Pamela, tell us, first of all, I like to create context for Road to Diamond. Where were you and who were you and what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living?
Before I ever heard of Young Living, how far back do you want me to go? Let me go just before Young Living found me. And I was a yoga instructor. And I found yoga, and I still am a yoga instructor. I found yoga to help me through, those ups and downs and all arounds, because I had a child with special needs. And I found that I needed to learn skills and find tools to help him heal. And yoga was a part of that. So at that time, I was teaching a kids' yoga class. And I was a mom. I am a mom of two boys, but back then they were 5 and 7 years old. They started doing yoga when they were 2 and 3, and now they're 24 and 25. So it's been a journey. And I was a stay-at-home mom for many years and then found yoga. And immediately my teacher, after a couple of years, said, oh no, you have to teach kids yoga. So I started teaching kids first and then adults, and then eventually became a partner in the studio. So that was kind of my life. I was building a yoga business and doing health coaching by default as well. When you're really into yoga and you're authentic about it, you're teaching people about life also.
Yep.
Prior to that, I worked for the American Cancer Society. So I managed a bunch of volunteers. So this business is not all that different from managing a lot of volunteers. And prior to that, I was in fashion. I was a buyer for Dillard's department stores and ran some stores and things like that, some departments and stores. So I worked back then with Donna Karen in college when I was just an apprentice and did some fashion shows with her. And now I work with Donna Karen with Urban Zen Integrative Therapy in the yoga and essential oils and Reiki and all of the healing modalities. So it's kind of fun how your journey kind of comes about.
Are you responsible for Donna Karen being introduced to Young Living?
I am not responsible, but a good friend of mine was responsible and I soon got involved. And so, yeah, we do a lot of Urban Zen inside Young Living since they have been a partner since 2008 with us.
Yeah, that's great. Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did Young Living find you?
So I was teaching a yoga class one day and had some definite needs, I would say. And the massage therapist in our studio said, hey, try this on your chest. She put a little Raven on my chest, a little RC on my back. Next thing I knew, it made it a lot easier to bark like a dog and, you know, hop like a frog for those classes. I went home and looked at my two boys, and one was definitely had some needs as well. And I started using them the next day. I went back and said, hey, tell me what that was. And the rest is history. We started using essential oils, and not only did all those needs right in front of our face dissipate in front of us, but we also had my son test out of his individual education plan for all of his special needs by fourth grade. And that wasn't just because of the essential oils, but all those, you know, modalities, whether it Reiki, cranial sacral, yoga, breathing, all the different just the sound of the nod, the vibration of sound, coupled with the vibration of essential oils, and we had a win-win toolkit.
I want to point out to everybody watching how brilliantly compliant you are, Pamela.
Thank you. I work on that.
You are a role model in creative compliance practices.
Thank you. I will take that.
everyone take note. It's not that hard to do to create a compelling 1 minute miracle story. So Pamela, you enrolled in 2003 and I was looking at your stats. Road to Diamond is basically a combination of stats and stories. Mm-hmm. I love both stats and stories. And so I was looking at your stats, you from a building standpoint, a team building standpoint, kind of got off to a slow start. Mm-hmm. What was that about? What did you know about the opportunity back then? What did you think about it? What were your goals? Did you really just not understand it, or you just weren't that interested in building quickly? What was your story back then about building?
Yeah, so I started in 2003 using the oils, but I didn't start doing the business fully understanding it till 2009. And that was due to my upline in the yoga studio that got me involved was really into the products. And that was beautiful. So I learned raindrop right away. I learned all kinds of product knowledge right away. But I would not take that extra step to go to convention. I would not take that extra step to go to any of the business meetings. And that was because I was really enjoying them for the tools that they are, that they were really enhancing lives all around me. And that was my aha. And I just, the money was not a thing for me. My husband works for Microsoft and have been very provided for, and I was building a yoga business, and I just felt like I was working on me and I was working on my children. And so if it didn't go into that vocation for me, it wasn't worthy. Yet I will say that I was smart enough, Richard, to know how to sign somebody up so that I did get credit and my products were paid for.
Yeah,
so that
well,
was my
that.
Whole goal was I need my products paid for. And I have a famous testimonial in the One Gift movie back in the day that I filmed at Gary's house, this testimonial about my frankincense, because that little bottle of frankincense was so profound to change my world. Remember why I found yoga? For all my ups and downs and all arounds, right? And so when I found frankincense and would drop it on the crown of my head and rub it on my heart, it was, whoa, such an innate difference in me that on the weekends when I did children's mass and children's liturgy, I was really heavily involved in my church back then. People would notice and say, what you're radiating, what's going on? And the only thing was frankincense. So my husband started noticing the weekends too. And he's like, man, things are really happening for you on the weekends. What is different? And I said, it's this little, my little friend. It's right, oh, where is my frankincense? He's around here. Your sacred frankincense. Here he is. He's not too far away. I got both of them as my buddies. And he said to me, what's the difference? And I said, well, I'm using this essential oil. And he goes, well, why just on the weekends? And I said, well, this little bottle, I kind of didn't want to run out of it. And he's like, well, what? And I said, well, I told him the price. And I said, I don't make all the money, you do. I was just trying to be, you know, savvy about my use. And he's like, oh, no. Start using that every day. Yeah. So that's when I looked at and said, all right, how can I get my products for free? I was already introducing people naturally, but I wasn't trying. So I will say that I'm one of the diamonds that honestly did not have a goal of reaching diamond. It just came from naturally sharing. But when I learned how to do the business in 2009 and I took it seriously, I started climbing pretty quick.
So what happened in 2009 to change your perspective, your attitude about building?
It took a lot. I traveled to Ecuador. I was the first group that went to Ecuador to see our farms, and the school wasn't even built then. So I saw it from the very beginning. That was in 2008. And for 2 weeks, we studied all the different things from raindrop to NAT to how to live a better life, all kinds of things from Gary Young. And I came away from there educating twice as much. I started educating, but I wasn't closing the deal. I didn't care, right? Go back there. I went to another trip in 2009. And that's when I met really fun people I felt like I belonged with. So I will say it's that. Did I belong with my upline that introduced me? Yeah, but we were yogis, right? And we were hand in hand already in a community together. It took the new community of, I'm not going to see these people in my life from Australia and from Europe and from Asia and all over unless I do this as a business. Because I was already sharing and caring, right? Like I was already doing that, but I didn't dig into the compensation plan. So I didn't know what I was really doing.
What was that second trip? Where did you go and who was there?
That was Ecuador again. And that was the year we found out about our competitor taking a leave from Young Living and coming, you know, starting their own company. And I was in a, this is a story I've never told. So I've told individuals, but not in an interview. Somehow I was in the room when Gary Young found out. And I was sitting from me to my circle light from Gary when he found out. And I sat there and I was an executive at that time. And I sat there and I went, there is a reason why I am witnessing this. And then coupled with the people around me, as I said, they said, you know too much. You have too much talent not to really do this. So I came home and I talked to my husband, who's been in sales his whole life. And he said, this is easy, Pam. How many people are naturally underneath you right now? And I said, 70. And he goes, call them. Make the phone calls until you talk to every single person, make the calls and find out what they love to use, what questions they have, and tell them about your trip and tell them that you're really going to do this and invite them to a business meeting. And I did that. 77 people showed up at the business meeting. All of them showed up.
Wow.
22 of them are still building today. So it was like, bam. Heart started a business. In 3 months I was silver, and in 8 months I was gold, and then it's history.
Your husband's brilliant. I could be interviewing him too.
He was definitely, he pushed me to go to Ecuador that first year. He's like, is this a hobby? Is this a love? Is this a business? Go figure this out. What do you have to learn? And that's what I would say on this to anybody brand new that's watching and wants to know Young Living. I'm one of those teachers now. I don't know if you know this about me, but I teach the retreats, the holistic retreats with Young Living. So we're planning some in this upcoming year again, hopefully. So I'm the one that when you go to the farms, I encourage you, go to the farms. Right. And that's why I went to Ecuador. And when you're at the farm, take your shoes off and feel the earth. You know, really get in touch with who you are on that farm. And I think that's a big piece of what happened in Ecuador for me as well.
I have talked to so many people, interviewed so many people, Pamela, that have that same experience. Kimmy had that experience that the farms is what makes, one of the things that makes Young Living so unique and so special, creates the seed to seal, but it's a spiritual thing. And
it is.
Go to the farms and you'll never be the same around Young Living.
That's right.
And that's a very unique advantage that we have in the marketplace that other companies don't have. I find it also interesting that your story is so closely tied to the remarkable idea that here you have this company that's very successful and, you know, maybe 15 years old at the time and hundreds of millions of dollars in sales. And And all of a sudden, a direct competitor, almost a copycat, springs up right across the street, coming from the management team of Young Living. And in every other situation where that would happen, the company that gave up the management team that created the competitor would suffer. But Young Living didn't. In fact, both companies went to $1 billion in the next few years, which speaks to the demand for essential oils, but it also speaks volumes about the culture and the spirit of Young Living. And I wonder, Pamela, how many people used that adversity in Young Living as their inspiration for stepping up, stepping in, making a difference. Did you find that was a big part of your inspiration? I mean, you already spoke about it that way, but.
Yeah, absolutely. In some ways, I didn't know until just the last few years, though. You know, I wasn't consciously aware of that. But what I would say is that when you're a part of Young Living Essential Oils, you're a part of the essential oil movement, right? We're the pioneers of the essential oil movement. And you're a part of something much bigger than even what's in this little bottle. You're a part of a world-changing effort of awareness. And with that, our mission statement was getting essential oils into every household. So the power of the man behind the pioneering, we've all just, energy shows that his mission is real, and we're all making that mission happen, whether you're in this company or another company.
Right.
We've all made that happen. Now, we somewhat wish there would have been a little bit more specificity in that mission.
Well, he didn't say Young Living oils in every home.
He didn't, but that's okay. Because like you say, you jump on the wave of the movement. And yeah, it motivated me to look at what another company was doing and how simply they were doing it. And I was going, oh, wait. I have more education and more knowledge that I can share. I need to be out there sharing and caring more. And so, yes, I think that we often need to say thank you for competition, because it definitely pulls us, pushes us, plunges us forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
Napoleon Hill said famously that with every adversity comes the seed of equal or greater benefit. And the people that grow out of adversity are the people that find that seed and nurture it. And I think that's one of the ways Young Living is going to get to $20 billion a year is every time we have a real challenge as a community and as a company, some people will bail, some people will fold, some people will give up, some people will hide, and some people will step up and take us to the next level.
That's right.
I find it fascinating, Pamela, that you're one of those people that brought us to where we are. Next question. What is the biggest mistake that you made in building your business? Maybe a one-time mistake or maybe a bad habit?
I think the biggest thing is not being duplicatable. I think you hear that over and over and over. For me, I had to let that go because of all my experiences in the healing modalities and just the amount of time I've studied and traveled with Gary Young himself. It can make it intimidating. And I think that having to step back and go, how do you make this doable for others that did not have that experience? So in a business that needs to be duplicatable, coming up with those duplicatable tools and education and knowledge, as you can see, it's really simple for me just to let it all flow, and communication is a gift for me. But stepping back and actually realizing that we have to teach people how to communicate is probably in the beginning one of those things that, and maybe I do or don't do to my highest good today.
Yeah, it's the curse of brilliance.
I guess you could put it that way. I call it experience, and my world for 2021 is experience, because I am on a mission to help others know my experience, and through my experiences, they experience more. So whether I'm taking one oil, like I just talked about frankincense, or another oil and sharing my experience and inviting them to have their own experience with it.
Love it. So. That's nice. All right. On the flip side, what's the smartest thing you did that resulted in growth to Diamond?
I did big events and gathered. I trained my top leaders very, very well so that I was not doing everything. And I trained them well and pulled together high impact people to give that trusting brilliance, if you will, playing on your word, to the oils and brought them in. You know, I did this before social media. So it's a little different now, but I did this one-on-one. Not a single person has been stacked underneath me by anyone. Not a single person.
I love that.
So I did this grassroots to grassroots, person to person, really spending time with people. So if I was needing to spend so much time, I needed to train my leaders to be able to do what I do. And so they were trained, and I pulled big events together. So I was one of the beginners of 500 people events, 250 people events in person on a regular basis. And I usually had some doctors or practitioners or people of trust and knowledge to come and quantify and qualify what we are about. So that was brilliant in building my business because it was grassroots.
Okay. Beautiful. Got that. Love that. Big events. Events, bringing in the experts.
Yeah.
Building belief.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm originally from the show me state of Missouri, so I kind of have that you got to show me attitude a little.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing we love about skeptics is, so those of you watching, generally the attitude in building is that you don't want to talk to skeptics. You don't want to talk to somebody who's negative, skeptical. But here's a spin on skeptics. Skeptics aren't negative. Skeptics just have a conviction already, and they are not easily swayed. So you can't just go to a skeptic and say, oh, essential oils, Young Living, you got to try these, they're magical. And if they're somewhat convicted that I don't know anything about essential oils and I don't think maybe those work so well, that's a conviction they have. And the fact that you can't sway them so easily is a very, very good thing, because when they do discover for themselves, if you give them the room to do that, like Pamela did by bringing people to events and bringing in the experts, once people have moved to a new conviction, guess who can't talk them out of it?
That's right. They're the most loyal.
They're the ones that go on to build empires, because their neighbors, their family, their coworkers, who are skeptics also, don't talk them out of it.
Yeah.
Because they have deep conviction. So embrace the skeptics. They could be the leaders that build your empire.
Yeah, beautiful.
So Pamela, what about this? Most of the people watching Road to Diamond are not diamonds. They're not crowns. They're not RCDs. They're not even platinums and golds and silvers. Most of the people watching Road to Diamond interviews are stars, senior stars, and executives.
Nice.
And most of those people, we just know statistically, when it comes to building their own team and rank advancing, are struggling. Mm-hmm. It's just, It's not about Young Living. It's just the nature of the beast. Most people do not successfully build the team they want to build in network marketing, including Young Living. Mm-hmm. So keeping that context in mind that the people you're answering this question for are those people.
Okay.
What would you say to them? And let me put some extra pressure on the answer. You're the last voice in the wilderness of belief they're ever going to hear. If they don't get it from you right now, they're not going to get it. So could you channel your inner Gary and speak to them?
Yes. I say yes. So utilize the product and learn the product to work on yourself. You have to work on you first before you can help others, but you have to share with others as you're working on yourself and bring them along for the ride. So if you're working on your digestion and you're finding tools that are very helpful for your digestive system, then by all means, keep going, keep using, keep experimenting, but pull in and make phone calls to the people you care about and tell them what you're doing and ask them to try it along with you. It's strength in numbers that make change. So if you gather your people and you share with them from an authentic, vulnerable place that you are learning and you'd like them to learn alongside you, you will have a win-win situation.
And that's right in line with your word for 2021 is experience.
Yes.
Experience the product. Let other people experience your experience. Take them along for the experience. Mm-hmm. Interesting how sometimes it's just the way we language and story building a team that allows people to see themselves doing it.
Yes. One of the things, on if you have time for one more story, and
I do.
This is interesting because I'm not sure how Young Living executives would feel about me saying this, but it's truth. And I think it's kind of fun. Is that there was a compensation plan change in the middle of my career, which really was going to take a toll on me, on my business. And Gary Young, knowing I traveled with him, he followed me and went to a yoga retreat that I was teaching. Remember, I like big events and I like to bring the experts in. So if we were in Ecuador and he followed me to Pensacola, Florida for a yoga festival, and he taught the feelings kit with me in that yoga class. He did that for multiple reasons. He was talking about the peace caravan, all of that, but he also did it to see if I was going to be okay in this compensation plan change, which that's how hard this man was. But there's a lot to that story, right? Like that, how much he cares, right? And I feel like all of us in Young Living have that brought down to us, that culture in us and brought to us. Like you said, we all band together. So I just think that's a fun story of how you get strategic.
Well, it's timely too, because, you know, in a company that's 27 years old, I don't know how many times the comp plan has had to change in the last 27 years, but I'm sure about every 4, 5, 6 years, adjustments are made. It's just the nature of the beast. The industry changes, the marketplace changes, competition changes, compliance changes. And so changes have to be made. How do you coach people, Pamela, to get through any kind of change in Young Living? Product changes, pricing changes, policy changes, personnel changes, comp plan changes. You've seen a lot of that. What would you say to those senior stars and executives about how to get through the change?
Well, first of all, there is no growth without change. And I just remind them that everything we do, whether it's your website, that's your personal website, all the way to Young Livings, to the product, that it's alive. And we do not sell something or share something or use something that's dead. It's alive. So there's always going to be a living, breathing entity to what we're doing, which change is inevitable. So it's all in our attitude. And I'll share this quote from Gary Young, teaching us about how to live a healthy life. And part of that is, the first part of that is your attitude. And what is that? 90% is what you make of it. 10% is given to you. We've all heard that, right? Through the years. But he said, it's better to eat a fast food cheeseburger with a good attitude than an organic salad with a bad one.
I've never heard that. That's so good.
That's my personal favorite quote of his. And I would say that I always tell my team, you're in the wrong business and you're with the wrong company if change bothers you, because we are alive and every molecule is shifting and changing inside of us, all around us, from the corporate offices all the way throughout. And you got to learn to be flexible. And another favorite quote of mine is, flexibility begins in the mind, not the body, as a yogi. So we got to be flexible and we got to ebb and flow with all things.
Yeah, beautiful. Really, really yeah. Beautiful. Pamela Hunter, you are a certified, every once in a while I come across them, you're a certified Young Living National Treasure.
Thank you. I appreciate that compliment.
And what that means is we've just scratched the tip of the iceberg on what you have to contribute to people in Young Living who are on the same journey you were on. And you have materials. Where did I find those? Oh, things that you've written. So you are, and you lead the holistic retreats. Tell me about those quickly.
So about 4 years ago, we started Balance Yoga and Wellness Retreats with Ed Daly, is actually the leader through corporate. He's a corporate global educator. And Tamara Packer, which Tamara is Gary's cousin and a global educator as well. They don't like to be called trainers. They like to be called educators. And so Ed and I have taught yoga together and different modalities together for years and years, and through Young Living. So I'm part of that team, and we get together for a two or three day retreat, and we get into the nitty gritty of, my favorite module to teach is deepening a relationship with essential oils. And how do we do that? And that's sharpening our senses and our intuition. And we do a lot of duplicatable modules with movement and the feelings kit, movement and the premium starter kit and the feelings kit. And we experience raindrop, and we really get into the heart and culture of what Young Living is really about. So these are short retreats. We are planning some for the fall of 2021. If the world opens and allows such, we will have some on the farms. So be looking for those in the future.
Yeah, very cool.
They're going to be called Harmony Retreats this year.
Harmony Retreats. I like that.
Yeah.
So you're also the author of 4 publications, Rise and Shine, 6 Master Steps to Get Moving, mm-hmm. Mindful Breathing, Mindful Meditation, and Mindful Kids, Yoga Affirmations, ABCs, and Essential Oil Adventures.
Yeah. So this is the Mindful Kids, and you open it up and it's got the ABCs in yoga poses, affirmations, and essential oils. So that I'm co-author with my, she was my yoga teacher, first teacher and best friend, Stacey Van. And then we have the meditation book. And so this is basic meditations that you can use with essential oils, and then breathing. And these 3 publications you can find on LSP, Life Science Publishers. But the reason why we wrote those is just by high request after these retreats. Do you have this written down somewhere, they'd say? Right. And so that's where those publications came from. My Rise and Shine, my 6 Master Steps, is my story intertwined with being an entrepreneur. And my father, I grew up in a high-powered entrepreneur family. So my story is not a rags-to-riches story in MLM. My story is I never needed the money. The money was never a thing for me. It is a passion about these products. So, and about the mission of Young Living. So this is just my six steps of how do you live life? And I was educating these six master steps for Young Living, and somebody said, you got to put this in a book. And so that's where that book came across.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, you are a national treasure.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Pamela, thank you so much. Those of you watching this, here's the thing about Road to Diamond interviews. What's the purpose of them? Well, if you look at the format, they're all wrapped in the statistics. And what do the statistics give you? The metrics? They give you a roadmap. They give you the steps to take, the frequency of those steps, the work that needs to be done. Every diamond's journey is different. But if you study enough journeys, you'll learn and find your path to getting to diamond. And then the stories, what do the stories provide? They provide the spirit. They provide the belief. They provide the soul of the journey. And if you'll immerse yourself, folks, in the stats and the stories, not just once. Don't listen to Pamela's interview once. Listen to it three or four times. Watch it three or four times. You'll learn things the second time, the third time, and the fourth time you never even heard the first time. Yeah. And then share these with your team. They're kind of like bringing your team to an event, right? Yes. So we all know if we could take our team to an event, people are going to get inspired. Well, you can't always take your team to an event, but you can always take an event to your team.
Yes.
How do you do that? Well, this is a 40-minute event with Pamela Hunter, somebody who spent an immense amount of time, sacred time, priceless time with Gary Young himself.
And I will say, if I can jump in there, I will say that I am one of the diamond leaders in this company that educates anybody and everybody. So I speak in a lot of people's teams. I enjoy that. It helps pull the information out of me that's in there. And, you know, asking, getting questions asked, getting inspiration from others. We all have to work together for those stories to come out. And it's a mission of mine to help the company share the heritage, the pioneering, the legacy, if you will, of where we came from and who we really are.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Pamela Hunter, thank you so much for gracing Road to Diamond with your story. I appreciate your time, your leadership, your courage. And we'll see you on the journey somewhere down the road.
Thank you for your persistent emails.
Relentless.
Well, there's something to be learned by that. Yes.
The relentless pursuit of excellence.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. And thank all of you for watching Road to Diamond. We'll see you next time. Over and out.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRank.com. We'll see you there.